Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that was...
That was me, I think.
That was me.
I accidentally hit a stepdaughter as well. Oh!
It's okay to hit a stepdaughter, right?
There's another one there.
Oh, that's me. That's Taylor Swift. Okay, we're good.
Wait, lower down.
What did I walk into?
I don't know.
The best S show ever.
Welcome back, Rev. Things were working real smooth when we let Wyatt host the show.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, when you were gone.
Wait, Wyatt?
Yeah, well, we had Bruiser Brody in studio last week because we were going to the studio.
Okay.
And Wyatt was coming in to share a story about how he got arrested for having Coke in his car that wasn't Coke. It was actually a Ricola with some kind of powder on it. Long story.
Sure, because that's how that works. I'll have to go back and listen to that.
You wouldn't believe, man. Oh, yeah, poor guy. Poor Wyatt, man.
So I'm like, well, Wyatt, since the rest of the crew that are going to be in the studio with us is Bruiser Brody, I'm relinquishing the host duties, and I'm going to let you host and act as the member of Bruiser Brody, and you all have to enter. And that lasted like 5 seconds, and then I took over because I'm a control freak.
Well, I think at the minute he mispronounced Travis's last name, Steve was like, you're done. Yep. One and done. I'm in.
A good host checks and finds out how to pronounce the guest's names, sir. And he was already nervous, and we just like pounced on him right away.
Poor Wyatt, man. He just takes, we're lucky he's friends with us. He takes such a pounding from us, man.
And he likes it.
Yeah, he does.
He gives us dicks and we give him a pounding. Oh,
you guys had him electrocuted by a stripper one day. I mean,
love you, Wyatt. You
know, he's going to quit coming back, you know?
You think?
Maybe we should get him dicks. Maybe that's what we should do.
You know what? Next time we bring him in, Wyatt, earmuffs. I know you might be listening. Next time he comes in, we'll buy dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we'll take him to dicks.
I'm down for dicks.
We love him. We're just hard on
him. Oh, dude. Hell yeah. And as always, a good plug for our Wyatt Only in the Record.
Yeah.
Be a part of Migs Fest.
Yeah. Their new record will be dropping at Migs Fest. And I've heard some of the tracks, and they are really, really cool, man.
Everything's exciting about this Migs Fest thing. I ran into several people at the Guns N' Roses show that swung. I can't remember their names. I'm sorry. They stopped me as we were running to go see Royal Blood. And we were. That was like.
How was Royal Blood live? Were they great? I've heard they were killer.
Incredible. And my wife, not a big Guns N' Roses fan. She likes them. But I think after that show, she's now a Guns N' Roses fan because they were that good. But she was more excited about seeing A'ron Jones and Royal Blood.
Yeah.
So we got there in time to see A'ron Jones. And then we grabbed a quick bite. And then we were heading to see Royal Blood. They just started. And these two awesome dudes are like, Migs, blah, blah, blah. Bruiser Brody, we're going. Big fans of Second Coming, all this. And I'm like, I want to talk to these guys. But I know in the back of my head, I'm like, this conversation could go for a while. And I don't know how long Royal Blood is playing. So I did not want to pull that kind of a thing where my wife would miss out. So finally, like, guys, I'm so sorry, but we're going to go watch this band. And they're like, oh, no problems. Don't have fun. And as we were leaving, they're like, we got our tickets for Migs Fest. I'm like, crap, I want to keep talking to you guys now. Son of a
that's
bitch.
Great,
but ran to a lot of people that were really geeked about, A, seeing Migs Fest because of all the bands that are playing, and B, we should talk a little bit about Bruiser Brody in the sense that we didn't realize, we knew the talent that is Travis Brocht, or Brocht.
Way to go, Wyatt.
Good job, man.
Travis Brocht.
Travis brought. And
like,
he
Travis
brought
us sandwiches. And that's how I say it, and he's never corrected me.
And he's
so he's either really polite, which he is, or he's furious and won't tell me.
He corrected Wyatt rather quickly.
We called him Bratched or something.
Yes, Bratched. Well, anyways.
It's like the candies, right?
Travis B. These guys are big Second Coming fans, and they were excited that Travis is doing something again. And I know that JT from Bruiser Brody and also, you know, Clover Jane, Jar of Flies, he got stopped by somebody just randomly, I think while he was out camping. And they said, hey, aren't you in Bruiser Brody?
Yeah.
Aren't you? What?
Band's been together less than 2 weeks.
Like,
yeah.
The band barely exists.
Yeah, him and Linda tried to get out of town, and he got accosted by a Bruiser Brody fan.
Right.
We're in trouble.
You guys need t-shirts. You know this, right?
Oh, we're going to make that happen.
We have t-shirts. If everything goes according to plan, we will have our debut EP available for sale. So it's not only going to be wide only in the Wreckage's debut or a second CD release party. It's also potentially going, well, it should be also Bruiser Brody's EP release
party
as well.
If all goes to plan. It's being mixed now. The mixing started this past Friday. I know Brett pulled down the files.
That's Brett Eliason from Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam, REM, Avenged Sevenfold. Yeah, dude.
He told me some of this stuff, and I'm like,
I was blowing Rev's mind while we were waiting for you to get here. I'm just telling him all the stuff that's been happening while he was off at Yellowstone.
We've been busy.
Dude, it's became a full-on band.
Bruiser Brody is destiny.
It's a super group. It literally is a super
like
group.
It everything is just coming to fruition. Yeah. Like it's just divine. Like everything is just falling into place perfectly. And it's mind-blowing just being on the outside watching this happen. Yeah. Because this was just starting off as you guys just BSing
on the podcast.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and I had said, you know, Steve and I had been talking for, that was kind of when I called Travis and explained to him, like, dude, Steve and I have been talking for 4 or 5 years because we played together in the New Originals.
Since you started playing with the New Originals. Because we'd always jam whenever everyone else went for like a smoke break or something.
Yeah. And Steve and I, you know, it's like I'd rip into Junkhead or something and he knew it. And it's like, man, we know you and I are really on the same page. I know all these songs, you know those songs. And then it literally became, we need to, you know, Steve was just jonesing to go play drums, really play drums in earnest again. And that was kind of how that started. And then literally it was here during one of the podcasts. We ended the cast. He's like, by the way, man, I talked to JT Phillips and Jeff Rouse. They said they were down.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, we have a band.
Dear. Yeah.
And then it was, well, I'll tell you what, Steve, I'll write some songs. And then I did. And then this happened.
And then we were like, hey, we need to get together. And everyone was like, yeah. But obviously everyone's schedules are nuts. So then me being just the insane person that I am, I'm like, you know, the best way to get people together is to create something that makes them have to get together. So I booked some studio time. And then all of a sudden it got real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the Bruiser Brody meme. It was a true photo colorized of a Japanese World War II pilot tying his Rising Sun headband on, and it said Bruiser Brody, Kamikaze.
Yeah.
And I would send it out and be like, are you sure you don't want to postpone till September? Yeah, I did. I really did, man.
We got the studio time, we got the talent, and we're going to make it happen. And it's been such an incredible ride. So again, Migs Fest, October 14th. This is where you'll finally get to see us. And I don't think any of us realized, like, we wanted Travis selfishly to play in this band because he's an incredible dude, first and foremost. And that's, like, the most important thing with what we're doing is just good people surrounding themselves with good people.
Totally.
But secondhand, another great reason is he's an incredible voice. Anyone who went to that Lane Staley tribute, I mean, we even talked to those dudes over at the Gorge, and they were saying Travis's performance was just tear-inducing,
goosebump moments.
Yeah. Well, doing Junkhead.
He's got a long-standing, you know, he had a lot of history with those guys.
Yeah.
He knew those guys on a personal level. They were friends. So, you know, he's feeling all that in a way that we're not. And a lot of that came across on stage, and his performance was really powerful. And that's a lot of kind of how that came to be is, you know, Travis and I hung out off and on that entire weekend. So come Tuesday, when I'm trying to put together these Brody tunes that I haven't played in 2 months, I went, man, I should go. Because much like you and I, Steve, Travis and I had that same conversation for 4 or 5 years. Like, man,
bridge the gap.
Yeah, you and me together would really crack some skulls. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you know.
And then here we are. Yeah. But we didn't even factor in all the Second Coming fans, which, there's a lot.
Oh, there are people that if Travis is playing, they'll fly in from all over the country, sometimes all over the globe, because they know Travis Brott's going to be on stage.
So get your tickets now. Yeah.
And it's a cool thing. You meet that guy. He's so humble and so grounded. And, you know, honestly, the guy's had a rough ride, musically. So it was great to see him in an environment that was full of positive people and full encouragement. And literally, he's like, dude, you wrote these songs. I'm like, do what you want with them.
Yeah.
Take them, make them yours. He's like, no. And, you know, once he opened up and got comfortable, it was just, like, I have some video and stuff of just the vibe in the studio, people bouncing up and down and pumping their fists and laughing with excitement.
That is so cool.
It was great.
I thought of you, Rev. I was really, like, because you had such a great time with us hanging out in the studio when we were recording the Beat Mix theme. And I did miss having you there because, well, you were selfish and went on vacation.
Hell yeah, dude.
During our big recording session.
Which, you know, dying to hear about.
So before we get to that, real quick, studio7.us, that's the way to get tickets. They're available right now. Also, be on the lookout if you're friends with any of the bands. Very soon, a lot of the bands will be saying, hey, you want to get tickets? So you can purchase them from the bands that are a part of the bill, which is not only Bruiser Brody, but also Van Epps, which is always a blast to see those guys live. They kill it every time I've seen them. Then it's also going to be Wide Only in the Wreckage. It's going to be Windowpane. And then the last International, which is going to be awesome. I was talking with Edgy just the other day, and they are pumped to play the party.
It's going
to
be good.
Like, he just said, I can't wait for
and
this party.
This is going to definitely be a party.
It is. It's going to be so much fun. It's
and we'll have, I'll have advanced tickets. I have about 100 advanced tickets at the Windowpane merch table at Red Festival.
Oh, awesome.
Ooh, so nice. I've got Bruiser Brody's tickets and Windowpane's tickets, a little stash of. So, and make your way over to the Windowpane table because we're going to be doing an inventory blowout. We're redesigning our album cover. And of course, we have the remaster coming out. We're going to be blowing out the old record. I don't know how cheap yet, but stupid cheap. So make your way over to the Windowpane merch table at Red Festival, and you can purchase your Migs Fest tickets right there on the spot if you'd like to.
That album, that album was one of the road trip albums on the road trip to Yellowstone.
Oh, well, I need to Dropbox you the remaster.
Yeah, Rev,
yeah,
Rev,
you do.
It is a different record.
Rev, really? That album sucks now.
What?
Which is
I'm
crap.
With Steve. I'm
Shut
with Steve
your mouth.
Which can you guys
Go ahead,
know?
It's your baby. Shut your mouth.
If you've listened to this podcast, I mean, I've shared it on
had
my
jaundice.
Phone. That album has
really
been
tint.
Like high rotation on my Apple phone and you know wherever I go, that's how I listen to my music through my car on my headphones. Working out, the Windowpane record has been A level spins. I love the record.
Absolutely.
You know, I joke when I say I hate the album, but Glenn sent me the new version, the remastered version. It's next level, man. I had a text from it, I think, at like 8 in the morning.
Oh, he sent me a great text.
On a Sunday, which is probably disrespectful to
not
his schedule.
I forwarded it
care.
To everyone else in the band immediately. I was like, so Migs listened, and they're all like, see? You know, yeah, it was great. It was great.
Wow.
Like, you hear, oh, remastered, but if you're a fan of the Windowpane record, trust me, when you listen to this new version, and even if you purchase the old version, you're going to want to purchase the new version because you'll hear things you did not hear on the original pressing. There are certain things that open up on a level that I can't even explain. There's parts vocally that I did not even notice until this remaster happened. There's guitar parts that just sound clearer and more full.
Wow.
It's a whole new experience. That's why I joke and say that album sucks, because the new version of that record is next level.
But it for, you know, for whatever, a year and a half now. And it was one of those things we went through. We got our mixes. We were really excited. And then we took it to various mastering engineers. We went through 9 masters. And finally, we ran out of time.
Master! Who's the master?
Who rolled out of town? I wish everyone was here to watch what I just did with my hands, too, man. I'm sorry.
Like a dancing Tyrannosaurus Rex right now.
I'm trying to make a band and just crying. But, you know, we ran out of time and money, and so we went with what we had, and then we pushed that, and then we spent a year and a half telling ourselves it was okay. And in all honesty, what you'll truly hear with the remaster is, with where we landed, the guitars to me sounded very dull. They didn't leap off the speaker. That album was supposed to feel like a bag full of hammers mixed with a blowtorch. And that energy of all the top end sizzle and the high mid crunch of the guitars was absent. And I'm
which,
getting
by the way,
terminology here, but what it means is the listener, just, it's not exciting, right?
That's also how my wife expects me to make love to her, like a bag
full of hammers and a blowtorch.
Yeah. Just want to throw that in there.
Sexy
she
talk
really
right
enjoyed
there.
The Nirvana what song Polly, and that translated into
you want
her.
That bag of hammers. Dull hammers.
Yeah, but with his, they're like rock hammers from the Green Mile.
Wow.
Whatever, not the Green Mile. That guy was always puking bees. What was
Michael Clark Duncan.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay. Okay. Jesus.
Yeah. Anyone's love life wants to be compared to the Shawshank Redemption.
I guess it's better than Schindler's List.
Nah, remember, Kurgan from Highlander ended up beating the guys that were raping what's his nut? He beat them all, put the one dude in the wheelchair, remember? And that was the Kurgan from Highlander.
Well, this is to describe the record.
That's, what's that guy's name? Clancy Brown?
Oh,
the big mean
guy,
guard from Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah,
that was...
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
We just recently watched Highlander.
He took his woman before his blood was cold. Oh, yeah. That's why Highlander's a fantastic movie. Yeah. Come on over. I'll ruin your
life. That's like one of the most metal, like, 80s.
Oh, yeah. The 80s soundtrack by Queen. Come on, man.
Yeah. It was great. It was amazing. Yeah.
But anyway, I can't get into all this geeky terminology, but the truth is, when you play it for a 40-year-old or a 16-year-old or whatever the case may be, they might like the material, but there's an excitement. I always say you don't know why it's cool, you just know it's cool.
Yeah.
And our album lacked that, and we always felt that it did. And now that that's been corrected, those guitars leap out at you. It feels aggressive. It feels in your face. The drums are boomier and punchier. It's more fun. It's a different album.
I'd say it's like...
It literally makes us sound like a better band. And I think that master may have even hurt some of the things we attempted to do with that record, which we're going to try and redo some of those things, like our placement on satellite radio, etc. One of the reasons we didn't get placed was they felt it sounded dated. And I think it was because that master was unexciting.
The best way I would say it's like watching a movie in high definition or watching a movie in 3D. In a sense. You know what I mean? Oh. If that makes sense. Like, both are very enjoyable, but there's something really cool about like next level.
Watching a movie on a picture tube television on VHS video cassette and the heads have never been cleaned on the player.
See, it's a little more extreme.
Versus a 65-inch LCD 3D.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like to my ears. Like, I literally, Tony and I both were like, finally! Because we knew what we had captured. And that master, it broke my heart, man. I'd put on my peers' records that were done at a fraction of the cost locally, and they might have not had the because we spent all the money on 2-inch. We spent $25,000 on that damn album.
Damn.
I listened to a record that was made for $4,600, and it sounded more exciting than ours. And it was devastating.
Yeah.
It was devastating. And then, of course, I'd reach out. I'd call, like, Matt Koch and be like, Matt, man. And he'd be like, I love your record. I love your record. We're like, dude, it's broken. It's dull. It's not exciting. There's something really wrong. If all goes to plan, and it should, Migs Fest 2 will also be the remaster release party for Window.
We're releasing a lot of stuff.
Jeez.
It's like a porn shoot. Yeah. We're releasing so much.
I know.
At Migs Fest 2.
Oh, I know. We're going to have to call in stunt folks for stunt releases.
Yeah. Watch out the first three rows. Bring your rain jacket.
It's like a Gwar show, but much less fun.
Or Gallagher.
Or ICP.
And equally as fun.
Gallagher. I'd hit that.
Yeah, you would.
So, yeah, October 14th. It's going to be just a great time. Also, a lot of new music that's going to come out from The Last International. Mm-hmm. Or International. It's two different ways. But I heard Delilah recently say International. So I think
that's the way they want it said. International.
No, you know, when I asked them when they came in studio, they just said International. They said, whatever, just call us TLI.
Because they're nice people.
They're great people.
They're like legitimately nice New Yorkers, which is really strange.
It is. they're nice New Yorkers that don't take no S.
Yeah.
Stories.
They absolutely don't. But
they got to be polite because they know what the Kurgan did when he was in New York driving around in that Cadillac running people over. It was just a bad day.
Back to Highlander. You know?
I'll go back to that. So
I can be only one.
I was thinking,
throws me out of the studio.
I was thinking about this, and Rev, if you're not too opposed to it, you know, I was hoping that you would be so gracious to introduce Bruiser Brody up on stage at Migs Fest.
Oh, heck yeah. That'd be really cool.
But yes.
And welcome everybody. You could be as wasted as you want. Don't worry. But like, I figured, I thought, what better way to welcome everybody than to have the Reverend Fuego welcome everyone to Migs Fest?
That would be awesome, man.
I'm down.
Steve was telling me earlier, though, that there was no room on the guest list for Michelle. So.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be interesting because I'm also bringing her sisters as well.
Well, if they show up to Red Fest, they could buy tickets from Glenn. They're only $15 in advance.
That's true. They only are.
That's actually a really good price for all
this. There's a lot of stuff going on there at Red Festival as well. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Great bands, and they've got more craziness going on than I can keep track of. I think Red Festival's going to be really a good time.
It's going to be a good warm-up to Migs Fest.
Well, outdoor drinking, indoor drinking. We had to do something different, man.
Yep. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it again. Red Festival is this weekend. Migs Fest, obviously, October 14th. As soon as Red Festival is over, there'll be like an official page Evite on Facebook that we'll hope people will share. You'll see like the promotional wheels really spinning, but out of respect to what's going on with Red Festival, and also I don't want to get yelled at by my boss.
Yeah, right.
You know, because it was a little bit of an arm twist just to be able to keep the name, and you know, this is a grassroots thing, Migs Fest.
Yeah, last year I think we had to call it like Steve's Paper Hat, not any sort of tied his shoes today fest.
That's not a fest.
Yeah.
But if you guys call it that, we're okay with it. I just can't. This time around, we can. And I figured, well, why not wait till at the Red Festival. That way I don't piss off anybody and then have the name pulled back
good
again.
Call.
Yeah, I picture like a bunch of lawyers like, Gimp sleeping. And then they go into this and they open the box and Steve gets to get out, you know?
Yeah, I just don't
want
to
get that.
Wake
him up, man.
The Migs is sleeping.
Yeah. I don't want to get the call like I did last year. Like, you might want to pull back on that name because some people might get upset.
Oh, dude, it was the day of painting the grass and we were in transit when Steve called and he was like, I've got a serious problem. And we're like, what is up, bro? And they had...
dump that poster.
Yeah, they had seen the poster, Migs Fest. And
yeah, I remember
even
that.
Though
the
at the
wrong
time...
wrong people saw it. Even though the boss...
it was approved.
Like, I'm not... Like, Hair Club was fine with it. It went above him and it just became a giant nightmare that I didn't want to deal with. This time around, I got everyone's on board. But the last thing I want to do is upset anyone because obviously there's a big event that the station is promoting a month before Migs Fest. So as soon as that's over... Then you're going to see all that fear.
Yeah, we'll be
crap
pimping it for a full month.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm looking forward. I mean, and like Steve said, man, so we've got, if all goes to plan, the Bruiser Brody EP release that night, which is hot.
Yeah.
We've got Van Epps, those guys.
That's hot.
Their new record just came out. It's obviously killer. We love those guys. Wyatt Olney's new CD release, Wyatt Olney's CD release with his new record.
Welcome to Seattle.
That's hot. Yeah, I'm saying it again. I saw Paris Hilton on a magazine cover
that's
the other
hot.
Night. And Tommy was like, God, I want a choker. I'm like, that's me too.
A choker with what?
Yeah, she's wearing like the satin evening gown. I'm like, I know.
Oh, really?
She has the personality of a wet blanket, yet I'd go there. But
did you see her? She quick aside that she said that if had it not been for that sex tape, that people would look at her in the same way as Princess Diana.
Okay, so she's on some type of new drug, but I'm glad she's feeling better.
Yeah. I mean, she's still very pretty.
Yeah, it's nice to
she's
know.
She's got the most vacant look on her eyes constantly.
It's like a thrill.
That's how we like our women.
Thrill talked about that. I can't remember who the girl was. I was like, oh, you got to meet her. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, dude, what was she like? And he's like, man, you ever look into a cow's eyes? And I just started laughing.
Yep, just blank.
Yeah, just vacant, man.
Content.
I'm like, really? And he was just looking me dead in the eye like, yeah, dude, there was nothing in there. Like, nothing.
That's horrible.
Wyatt Olney CD release, if all goes to plan, the Windowpane remaster, the last International/Internationale, one of Steve's favorite bands. It's going to
be
a great night, man. I really think it's going to be a great night.
Dude, it's going to be so freaking much fun.
We'll see you Saturday at Red Festival, Windowpane's headlining. I was a little bummed. I finally heard back from the staging producer and they said that we call our big backdrop Big Red.
Oh yeah.
And we can't fly Big Red, because apparently the radio station that's putting it on or something wants to make sure that their branding is present at all times. I mean,
Found it again.
Wow.
And that's hot.
Oh yeah.
You know, actually,
she sounds ugly.
we asked Paris Hilton what she thought about Red Festival.
So much fun. Great show.
Yep.
Is that Paris Hilton for real?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Jeez. Okay.
That's hot came from the dumbest show ever.
Was that the one with her and Lionel Richie's daughter?
Yeah. Yep. The Simple Life where...
Stupid spoiled whore!
Those two
nice.
Went out and had to be farmers or some crap.
I want that as an audio... I want that as an audio drop, that stupid spoiled whore.
That's from South Park, actually. But
like, master!
Stupid
master,
spoiled
Master! Stupid
whore.
Spoiled whore! Master of puppets and pulling his train! No! Red Fest is going to be awesome.
Red Festival.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be an Enum Claw.
Got to add the evil.
And I heard that Paris had this to say after Red Festival.
God, get me out of this hick town. What a bunch of rednecks.
That's rude. That's just rude. Enum Claw is nice.
Watch out for the horses.
That's all right. I'm bringing Mr. Slave down to the show, and he's going to stuff Paris right in.
Well, that's hot.
See? She's into it.
That was ill.
All right. Okay. Rev, tell us a little bit about your trip.
Oh,
looking
dude.
Looking for picnic baskets.
Oh, so yeah. So I went to Yellowstone. First off, this was like I don't know how it could be the most perfect vacation, but it was. Like,
nice.
So here was like the first thing that happened was the week before was the big solar eclipse.
Yep.
And the week after, we kind of situated it. So we left on the Thursday before Labor Day. So there was not necessarily, it wasn't like there was nobody there, but there was a big valley of population. So when we finally got to Yellowstone and did everything, we could do everything we wanted to do. There was no real big traffic.
Oh, cool.
There wasn't any
That's
issues
cool.
like that.
Yeah.
And that just starting it off is perfect. we ended up doing a road tripping it, because the whole reason why we went was because I was looking on Google Chrome, was going through the screensavers, and I saw a picture of the Grand Prismatic Springs, which are the springs that look like they have like a rainbow on the outside of it.
Oh, I thought that was a band that opened for Dream Theater back in 2002.
It probably did.
Pull me under. Yeah.
It looks like you dropped acid and you're just looking at a lake.
Dope.
And I was talking to my wife, and I'm just like, that's not real. That's BS. That's Photoshop. And she's like, no, you idiot. And we looked
and
it up.
And she's like,
how friendly, oh, loving, and hot. Understanding.
Shut up, woman.
And she, and so we ended up Google Earthing it. And yes, it was in fact real. And I realized that it was only like 16 hours to drive to Yellowstone. So I'm like, ah, we can do that. We can road trip that.
Man, mm-hmm. I can let you in your front yard turn on a sprinkler and make a rainbow for free. Yeah, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. You don't have to drive 16
like
hours. Okay.
Not
all right, my
like
bad.
This.
You could drop something under your tongue.
That's true.
Dude,
that's,
is it bad that I kept dreaming of going and straight up black bagging his neighbor and then finding out where his campsite was and just dropping her off and splitting?
Stop that. I don't need her around. Being away from her, being away from like civilization for the most part, being away from the internet for a week.
It's like a detox.
Oh, yeah. It was great. And then, of course, I checked Twitter immediately when I started getting back. And, you know, whoa.
Dude, it's like me when I do one of those flotation tank things.
I do a
float. I make it a point to not touch my phone until later, even after I get out of the tank, because it just feels so good to be removed, even if it's an hour, not as opposed to a week.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I get to my car, I'm like, I got to check my phone, what's on the emails. And then it's like, I missed five emails.
Forget
Holy
who
crap.
The author was, but he was talking about, like, you know, intentional isolationism. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been on the Yield album, the I'm in Hiding song, I think was written about that. But the guy said, you know, yeah, if you spend a year in isolation, just composing yourself, gathering yourself, the first human face you run into sets you back 10 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you really don't like people, do you? So but, Rev doesn't even give a human the chance. He goes straight to his little glass box and checks in with Twitter, you know?
Peace out! So we ended up doing all of it and like getting it all set up and going. We decided to go. And road trip. First, we went road trip straight to Bozeman. And the plan was to not burn ourselves off on the road trip because getting there and then trying to set up a camp.
Yeah, yeah.
So we stayed in Bozeman, and it was funny because our room wasn't ready yet, and we got in at like 5 p.m. It was like an 11-hour drive, and we left at like 5. So.
What's the temperature like in Bozeman?
It was in about the 80s, 80s to 90s, and in Minnesota right now is dealing with fire season like everybody else is, so everything is just a smoky, warm haze.
Yeah.
But so we get there, our room isn't ready yet, but we're chill with it. I don't care. It's like we'll hit a B Dubs. We had to hit the REI to get a couple of other things, and the woman was just like in awe that we weren't pissed.
Huh.
Like she literally just was like, "Thank you,
isn't that funny?
Being nice." And we're like, all right, cool, whatever. So we go have some food, finally get the call back that our room's ready to come back. And she's like, you know what? Because you guys are so nice, we're upgrading you to a suite.
Nice. See, it pays to be nice, brother.
And it totally does.
Sometimes great.
Sometimes you don't have to be the squeaky wheel.
Yeah, like, hey, let's go get a meal. And
I mean,
got hooked up, dude.
And we were in vacation mode. There really wasn't going to be anything that was going to set me off at this
point.
That's
good.
I was like driving not in this city. Was beautiful, like road tripping.
No tulips involved.
Nothing stupid. No dumb drivers. The worst thing is maybe someone didn't get over right away. But like, and plus, I mean, in Minnesota or not Minnesota, in Montana, you can go 80.
So yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
So I know going to the Gorge, being
focused,
able to
you were decompressing the minute you got on the other side of the Olympics.
And
that's great.
Yeah. So we stay the night there. It was great. Everything's awesome. Go down there. Go camp for 3 days. And I love the fact that I was just going to kind of wing it. But my wife was like, no.
She wants a little structure.
She wanted a lot of structure. So
How dare she?
She set up every day what we were going to do. So we get there, set up camp, go and see the Great Thumb Lake or whatever. They're like named really weird things, but this was super awesome because it was the first experience with like all of the different like hot springs.
Oh,
these,
cool.
These are not hot springs you can get in. Like,
they're super hot.
Yeah. Yellowstone is on a volcano.
In fact, I think we have a confirmation on how warm they are.
That's hot.
Yeah,
they were very
Thank
hot.
Thank you, Paris.
Yes. And these are, they're not only hot, but they're also acidic.
Oh, nice. Rad. So like, you can like vanquish someone by scanning them over the hole.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
fantastic.
Like, things are posted everywhere. Don't go in these things. Don't do anything. And there was like maybe...
People are just chucking babies into them.
A couple months ago, like some dude like fell into it and or like went to go dip into
How'd
it.
How'd he make out?
And now he's an evil villain in the Marvel world.
I'm telling you.
He's a pool of goo.
He's dead.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Turned him into milk.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah. And, but... It's just astounding to see all these like natural wonders, and it really makes you feel like completely and utterly insignificant when you're sitting there.
Insignificant anyway, man.
Well, dude, don't go watch Old Faithful. I actually cried seeing it. Like
what?
Tears came out. It was so epic. It's so powerful.
Really?
And you're just sitting there.
I cried when Guns N' Roses played Civil War, so I get it, man.
Dude. It's about the same thing.
Yeah.
But like people just started openly clapping at, you know, water shooting up into the sky.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Because you see it like on television or on YouTube or whatever it may be.
No justice.
And if somebody said that, no different than I think, but like you mentioned the eclipse, and a lot of people talked about in Portland or in Oregon, where you really got the full experience, that it was emotional, it was powerful, it made you cry. And I'm just thinking, well, big deal.
Oh, dude, I was working that day. People were like, did you see the eclipse? I was like, nah, man, I was crawling around on my hands and knees with a roll of gaff tape. I didn't.
Right.
What time did it happen? I looked up, I saw the sun. And people are like, oh, you suck. You're not spiritual at all, are you? You're just like a grunt ant.
But dude, on paper, it sounds stupid. No different.
It does, yeah. And it sounds silly to even say it, but it was awe-inspiring. And and it's just because it makes you feel like, you know, there's so many more powerful things beyond you at work. And it's not even like a spiritual thing at this point. It's just wondering at the marvel of nature that you don't get to see because we're stuck in all of these, you know, cube farms.
Concrete jungle.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I got to give props to your wife, Michelle, because apparently after all that happened, she recorded you, and you had, and this is what you had to say about it all.
Boo-boo, would you like to see it my picnic basket?
Sorry.
Didn't see any bears.
That was really cool of her to get that audio.
that you're aware of.
Yeah. Well, and that was the thing.
I did take your neighbor lady out. Bear ate her, ruined my joke. Kind of bummed. She's now bear stool.
Bear stool?
Oh, that's what we'll call her from now on.
Bear stool.
So did you guys camp? Did you stay at a hotel?
We
were in a tent and everything.
We were in a tent and everything. Like they had
real campers. Did the Blair Witch stack stones outside your little orifice there?
No, nothing creepy. Like, the creepiest things were the nice Texas family that had the homeschool kids that they were going on a huge trip all the way through. They weren't even creepy.
Hello, Papa.
The dude looked like a bigger Seth Rogen. But beyond that, everyone was nice. Everything was cool. Like,
did you get stoned with him?
No. And that was another thing. It was mostly a detox. I would smoke at night.
So it's not
just
really.
To pass out. It was like,
it's
other
like
than
a guy going to AA meeting and then having a shot after.
I'm
it's
only
over.
Having one fifth a day,
it's
man.
Just
I'm cutting
one,
back.
You
just one
know?
Shot.
Yeah,
it's a nip.
Yeah, I wasn't smoking any flower. I just had my little
vapor.
Vapor.
Little vapor pen.
Well,
yeah.
In Rev's defense, I think Yellowstone's probably the place to, you know, smoke a little, stare at the starry sky and go, right, I got this sorted out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm buying that for a dollar. Yeah. Sure.
Boo-boo, would you like to see it in my picnic basket?
That's not even Yogi Berra.
No,
that's the funniest part.
No.
It's some guy that was put a video saying his voiceover work sample. I wouldn't hire him for
that's
that.
Really bad.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like Yogi at all.
That's bad.
But I was having a hard time finding just a short clip of Boo-Boo and Yogi trying to find out, like,
Yogi
this is...
and Boo-Boo?
Like, everyone under the age of 35 has no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, it's a cartoon. You have to know that.
Who is always on the spot? Who is Yogi Bear?
And Rev.
Who does?
Reverend Fuego.
We did see some... Okay, keep going.
And Rev and Michelle.
We saw an elk, like, right outside of our campsite while we
did
were driving to go...
Did you stab it and gnaw it, or...?
No. No, because they
they're, like, 14 feet tall.
And they're gigantic, and they have these huge antlers that may or may not kill you.
If you would have stripped nude and saddled up on that thing holding a sword, I would bend the knee.
Dude,
that's a profile pic for... You would have got at least 75 likes on Instagram.
Probably. The only problem is the last time I got on the back of any sort of animal, I was 6 years old, it was a horse, and I cried.
Oh, you were really feeling it.
I did not want to get on it. I was put on it, and I cried.
That's because he had the shine, and he could hear what the horse was thinking.
Probably.
He's, as an adult, he's tuned all that out. But at the time, you know, all I could hear was, get me out of here. It's hell. Please, they beat me at night, you know. That's all I could hear, man.
My question is, who had a better mane, the horse or you and your mullet back in the day?
Oh, man. Business on top, party in the back.
I have to say that mine was still fabulous.
Did you rock a Kentucky mud flap as a kid?
Really?
Rev had an awesome. I had an okay mullet.
I'll see if I can find
Rev's mullet was like next level beauty.
It was a lion's mane.
It's incredible, dude.
Yeah, it's why I have no hair now. God has punished me for having a mullet. It really, really has.
But I asked Paris Hilton what she thought of your mullet, and she had this to say.
That's hot.
I'm sure.
Dude, this was years ago. We were at Studio X. It used to be Bad Animals, and there is a book that is out called The Book of Mullets.
No way.
Oh, I should
and
be
it's
in that.
All these various photos of
I
different
bet that
mullets.
Was for sale at like Urban Outfitters.
And there's like a whole you know? Scientific, like the airflow and wind direction of a mullet and all this stuff. And what was funny was, it was Brett Eliason that told me the story, but Geddy Lee.
Mixer for Bruiser Brody,
yeah,
Brett
that's,
Eliason.
Yeah, that's correct. Geddy Lee was down there doing some stuff at X and had stumbled upon the Book of Mullets and was thumbing through it. And right in the middle is the entire two-page Geddy Lee spread.
No!
And he was not amused. Like, he did not think that was funny at all. He's kind of like, huh, really? And he just put the book down, and I was like, oh, dude, no way. You know, because I thought it was hilarious. And Brett was like, man, funny story about that book. But yeah, there is a Geddy Lee two-page spread in the center of the Book of Mullets, and Mr. Lee himself saw it and was not tickled.
We call him Mullet Man.
Mullet Man.
So all
Here's
mullets
a guy
aside.
Who lives with his mom and rocks the mullet. I want that guy.
Oh, dude, I think you look awesome, man. I would have rode big wheels with you.
Let me see.
That's rad, man.
Was ninth grade photography class.
Dude, yeah, he's got like it's like a reddish golden.
It's beautiful.
And it is
it's a golden mane.
Grade A Kentucky mud flap. It is short on the top and just long and down over shoulders. And I think he looks awesome.
It was the
He's the kid you would have went and set off fireworks with. I guarantee you.
We actually have audio of the Rev when he was a kid.
I will defend that photo. You look awesome. Awesome, bro.
Here's
you
the Rev.
No, I feel so deliciously white trash. Mommy, I want a mullet.
Sorry. You can tell I found
a soundboard.
Soundboard to have fun with.
I'm just saying, I will defend that photo. You looked rad.
Oh, no.
You looked rad.
I'm proud of it now. I'm not really necessarily proud of the fact that it was the mid 90s that I had the mullet.
So, hey, dude, some of the girls in the mid 90s still had the wave bangs and huge hair. And you know what? They were still hot, and they're still hot now. Dude, I defend you to the end.
The reason why I had it is because it was grunge. So everyone had like the long hair and like usually shaved on the sides and stuff. I couldn't, the top couldn't really get long. It was too wavy. Mm-hmm. And all the girls all the time said, oh, your hair's so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I want to have long, straight hair so I can be a cool rocker. I couldn't, so I went the mullet.
And then the beard.
Yeah, everything just kind of shifted downwards.
Yeah. Life does that in general, I find.
Yeah, everything shifts downwards.
You take your pants off. You'll see what the Rev's rocking. Womp, it's insane. Womp.
I mean, wait, yeah, that's great.
I mean, it's hot, according to Paris Hilton.
Yeah, that's hot.
They've closed that program for right now.
So,
I'm distracted. Anything else happened while there?
Like 3 days, it was amazing.
Yep.
You just, like, did so much hiking. Like, the first day, not a whole lot because we had just gotten in. The second day, we hiked like 5 miles. And not real hikes, but it was just going
VR hikes and put on the goggles?
No, but not like going up a lot of trails or anything, but going to where all the touristy stuff is. So staying on like the wooden planks that they have you walking on. And
that stuff's cool, though.
It is.
You know, they are. Yeah.
We ended up walking like 5 miles that day. The second day, walking like 6 miles because the third day was the day that we finally saw the Grand Prismatic Springs, the reason why that we went.
Yeah.
And they just created this trail that went to a vantage over it. So you go and you climb up this mountain hill area.
You look down on it?
And you look down on it. And it was just beautiful. It was breathtaking.
That's killer, man.
And then you get to go down there. And one of the things, I mean, these are all hot springs, but I was talking about...
Wait. So you're over the acidic, like you could basically recreate that scene from Beastmaster where you have to sacrifice the children to Ard?
It's a little ways away.
Remember Rip Torn? Ard wants your children. And they chuck the babies in the fire. Could you do that there?
You can do that like at the springs because you can walk right next to them. Like you're walking on
these... So there's signs everywhere like, look, you ain't gonna make it.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And like, don't bring your pets, don't do any of these things, because like if an animal just jumps into there, it's gone. If your clothes get into there, and there's windy at some points, there's hats in certain areas where you can't get to, and they'd have, you know, the poor.
That's all that's left to the body. Yeah. Just a hat.
Oh, it's like the poor park rangers are like, well, here's some clothes that maybe we can get out with our big old long grabby sticks.
I didn't know that those things were like dangerous.
Oh, extremely dangerous. Like I said, everything is.
I really didn't
all
know
of
that.
Yellowstone
I didn't either.
Is on top of a volcano, and they're talking about this the fact that the last time it blew up was like, I don't know, like 850,000 years ago. So it's,
so quote, it's due for it.
It quote unquote due for it.
A bunch of T-Rexes like, are like, do you feel that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it's just, like,
it's just a brontosaurus, man. Go back to bed.
Yeah, get some beans for dinner.
If it happens, well, and I'm there, great. I'll have, you know, the last few seconds of life will be really awesome. Seeing everything happen, but it's not going to matter.
Make
you
for
know?
A great story on the radio for us.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I knew that guy, and the world's going to end pretty soon anyway.
So, you would do it again?
Absolutely. 100%.
5 stars on Yelp?
Yes, I would give it 5 stars. I didn't actually Yelp it. Maybe I should. Do you? Can you Yelp a national park?
I think you Yelp if you fall into a geyser almost right away.
Yeah, for a little bit.
I bet if you looked up Yelp reviews on Yellowstone, I bet there are reviews. And I'm sure there'll be some people that are like, ugh.
It was boring. I ate bad acid and made stool on a tree. Dude, how was that Yellowstone's fault?
Stunk. It was the movie theaters and the Wi-Fi was shoddy. What's their Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Sort of. There was Wi-Fi at a couple of the bigger places. I think at the Old Faithful Inn. I think you could get Wi-Fi there. I didn't try
because it's funny because I look you know on the stupid little soundboard thing I have here, and I just typed in Yellowstone to see if there's any silly drops, and it has a clip from Conan O'Brien talking about Yellowstone National Park possibly getting Wi-Fi, and this is from a few years ago. So do you want to hear what Conan had to say about it?
Sure. Yeah.
Yellowstone National Park is now considering introducing Wi-Fi throughout the entire park. Wi-Fi throughout Yellowstone National Park. Yeah, the idea has been slammed by naturalists, but praised by horny bears with laptops.
Okay, that's funny. Hey, boo-boo. I'm looking for that epic and egg basket.
I'm rubbing up the suspect. Come back in 10 minutes.
There was one place I...
boo-boo. Would you like to see it?
Who is this guy?
I don't
know, he's terrible.
He's like a weird German bear. Hey, boo-boo.
He didn't get the job.
Yeah, he's
He's a greeter at Walmart. Basket. You walk in, he's like, hey, Steve, welcome to Walmart.
Yeah, look out for Ranger Smith.
I'm Curly Cross, and I just...
Oh, shut up, lady. Sorry. Curly Cross.
So the only time I got any good cell signal was the Tuesday when we went to the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone, which was just beautiful. There's like these waterfalls and canyons and, you know, all this stuff. There's pictures on my Facebook page. But I was able to get 4G right there. So that's when I called in to Listeners on the Loose.
Oh.
Because that was the only time I had a strong enough signal where I could reliably get a call in. And I was like, oh, this would be fun to give a guys a call in, you know. And
which is great because earlier that morning I was giving you a hard time because I was like, Rev's not really camping. I saw a picture on his Facebook because I didn't know that he was
out drinking with Glenn. Michelle and Tawny are scowling in the background. Photobomb level angry wife.
Yeah.
You know?
But like at the time, he posted something on Facebook, and it was a picture of him in that that nice suite in Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah, at the Come On In.
The Come On In.
Oh, nice.
Which is also a great movie that you can't show your kids.
Sure you can.
I mean, you can. Would you like to learn?
This is where you came from, boy.
But I'm like, this son of a bitch has been talking about camping this whole time, and he's staying in a suite at a nice, like...
He was on his way, man.
I didn't know that until he called in. So I'm like giving him a hard time. I'm like, you're not camping, you stupid mother effer. And he's like, no, I just didn't camp for one night, but I'm now in a tent, you dumbass.
Yeah, I had to send a picture of me actually in the tent because me and my wife figured out, we're like, you know, if I'm just standing outside of a tent, they're going to be like, that's not your tent.
Yeah. Let's walk over by that tent and get this taken care of.
And even when I was finally able on the trip back, and we stopped at like a truck stop, and I sent the texts, the pictures to the guys in the group, they're like, that's a lot of work to get a Photoshop in there, you know? And I'm like, you guys.
Yeah. All I wrote when he sent the pictures, like, see, I was in a tent camping, and I wrote hashtag Photoshop.
Yeah. I was like, come on.
I love that he's out there, like, just being filled with the joy of nature. I mean, to the point where he was moved to tears, and those closest to him
are just crap.
You're just whipping you raw,
can't
man.
Believe
like,
it.
Yeah, you're on your couch.
To be perfectly honest, if it was like if I was looking on the outside at me and saying and like me as like, oh, I'm gonna go camping, everyone would be like, yeah, whatever.
I had no
like,
doubts.
Like five years ago, I didn't have any camping gear. We went camping and I got a tent and an inflatable cushion sleeping mat.
Mm-hmm.
And
like an air mattress?
Yeah, an air mattress.
I mean, layman terms.
I like inflatable camping cushion mat better. I think it'll sell better with that name.
That's how they sell it at Walmart. It's just called inflatable cushion mat thingy.
We got those inflatable mat things.
But, yeah. But blow
six.
It up. Blow it up in the come on in.
Next to the Teddy Grahams and all.
When I went that time, I was so dumb. I forgot. I didn't even bother to get sleeping bags. Like, that's how bad it was the first time I went camping.
Dude.
I was like, oh, my friends will help me out, and thank God they did.
I'll just call you Skeeter Bait, laying there on your inflatable thingy, right, just yeah. getting gnawed.
Yeah, we brought some blankets. That'll totally
Wait,
work. No.
Your friends, what do you think? Your friends brought, like, an extra sleeping bag? Just
they
in case?
Did.
Wow. Your friends are way more prepared than my friends. My friends would be like, what do you think, man? We brought an extra sleeping bag, you dumbass?
Oh, your friends are like, sorry your car broke on tour.
That's a good point. I'll just sit in the backseat and not chip in.
Can you buy me a sandwich or what?
Yeah, I'm a cheap ass, and then I'm going to also screw up your emergency brake because I'm a dumbass. I'm with Travis. It's so nice to be in a band with a bunch of good, cool people.
Yeah, good people, man. Yeah. Good peeps.
So everything worked out fine. And then we got home. And that's where S got weird. Okay, so we...
So you had an awesome trip and then came home to some kind of a nightmare.
Yes. So Thursday we left.
His neighbor.
Not that neighbor.
That's a bummer. Like, legitimately.
Yeah. Not that neighbor, and it was beyond all of my neighbors, like, anything that they could have possibly done.
But you're supposed to be able to reset. You come back now, you're reset, and it takes about a month for you to get salty again.
Oh, no. So, Thursday,
no,
we leave. Man. We leave at 9 in the morning, and I'm like, all right, we can do this. Once I got to Spokane, I realized that I'm not going to spend another day. I just want to get home. I want to get home to my cat. I want to hang out. I want to sleep
Carl.
In my own bed. I missed Damn it, Carl.
I understand that.
So we get home at like 11:30 at night, and the water's not working.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, crap. I had an auto pay set up for the 30th.
Oh, that's the worst. If you feel like I did that once where I forgot to pay and our water got shut off.
It didn't, though, because the payment went through. So I'm checking all the bank accounts. I'm looking at my accounts, making sure they find out. Don't know what the hell's going on. We have no idea. So I finally call. I call Tacoma Water, and I'm like trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Well, the guy comes out and takes a look at it, and well, it turns on the water because it was turned off at our water main, which is on the corner of the street.
Sorry.
Now that was his water main sound.
Yeah. So the water guy's like, all right, let's check this out. He turns it on. He's like, well, that's kind of weird. This little thing going on means that there's a leak somewhere. And we're like, oh, all right. Well, let's go check our water pressure. We check the water. All the water's running. And as we're walking back to the water main past my neighbor's house, we look, and the walkway to their house is bubbling water underneath through the cracks of the concrete.
Oh, dude.
So he's like, well, there's your problem. Feels like I'm there.
It's like a bong hit.
Yeah, it is. So we turn the water back off, and we're like, okay, well, we'll call the people, get it all figured out. This was Friday by the time we figured out what had gone wrong. So try to get it figured out. They say, oh, they're going to send someone to get to work on it. Talk to my landlord, and thank God I don't own the place. And they're going to send someone. So we turn back our water, and we're just going to let it kind of bubble up while we do some stuff. And they were supposed to show up. Well, nobody shows up on Friday. So Friday night, the neighbor's like, our place is flooding. Can we turn off the water? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I thought someone was supposed to be here to fix it. Nobody fixed it. So Saturday rolls around, and the landlord loses her mind at Tacoma Public Utilities, at Tacoma Water, just yells at them. They get someone out there to fix it. But at that point, you know, Michelle has gone to her parents to stay. I'm like, stay there. I'll stay here. I won't shower or anything. Yep. I'll just hang out.
Sounds like she's just like my wife. When I, obviously different reasons, water got shut off. She's like, well, I'm going over to my parents' house because I need to take a shower in the morning and I'm not staying here.
Well, and I told her, I was like, definitely do that because I can pee outside.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I did for the weekend. I was just peed out off the back.
Which is great. Actually, I got audio of your neighbor.
I have running water and I pee outside all the time anyway, so.
Glenn, this is great. I have audio of your neighbor when you did that outside.
I got hit in the face with a pee-filled water balloon.
Rev, that's really disrespectful.
Tony got livid with me once because we were having a party and I was trying to pass out and I didn't want to stagger back out through the party, so I just peed out the window. Well, I'm so hammered, I didn't do any calculations regarding the screen.
Oh, so, yeah, we actually have audio from your wife from that night.
I got hit in the face with a pee-filled water balloon.
So it's like the next day, there's dried urine all over the windowsill.
Oh, bro.
You know, this circle of doom. I got a tongue lashing. I was like, I'm sorry, honey. She's like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, next time I'll take out the screen. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. But, you know. Yeah.
I like how you're like, next time I'll go to the bathroom. No, next time I'll make sure to take out the screen, man.
Yeah.
So this dude comes out, the dude on Saturday night, like this is like finally at 5 p.m. They get someone out here, like Tacoma Water has already, like, it was their fault. They were flushing the area, like flushing the pipes, and they overpressurized the pipes and they burst the pipes.
Thanks,
but they didn't tell anybody.
Wow.
They didn't tell anyone they were flushing the pipes. And so my neighbors had they didn't know what was going on. They just turned off the water. And because we were out on vacation. So it wasn't going to bother really anything at that point.
And why the hell did your neighbor say this?
It was a rather large penis with water shooting out the end of it.
I don't understand.
Water. I wish my penis shot water. I'd go to the desert and sort some things out.
I'd go to Burning Man.
Yeah.
I can make a crap ton of money.
Come on over here. You thirsty? Those water bottles are $10. I'll let you do this for $2.50.
I would paint myself white and pretend I'm one of those cherub statues.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Dude, you'd get so many sick tips.
Yeah, right.
And different kind of tips, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Saturday night, the guy and this dude named Justin at, it was Spartan Plumbing, man. He was amazing.
Spartan Plumbing.
He's just like sitting there.
This is Spartan! Your water's on, sir.
Well, here's the thing. He didn't get it on that night because
he didn't get it on that night? He had too much to drink?
Or? He had to dig down into 3 feet of clay.
Oh,
our soil is clay. This poor dude was covered in clay.
That's rough.
Head to toe.
I've done landscaping jobs and I've had to dig clay. It is brutal.
I felt so bad for him, man. And then he's like, I'm not going to be able to finish it tonight because he found that there were other pipes down there that were busted that just didn't go anywhere. And so he was just like, I'm not sure which one is yours. And can I come back tomorrow?
So the folks at Tacoma Water didn't send him a little bobcat. They sent him with a shovel.
He had to shovel himself and get his own jackhammer to open up the walkway. Like, this is just what plumbers do, I guess.
They do. And me, I'd take the company card. I'd call Rent-A-Center and be like, deliver me a little bobcat down here, man, because just hit clay.
Yeah, you know? It was his whole,
like, it's rough. It's terrible.
And yeah, it was gross and nasty, and he had to deal with that. And then he had to come back the next day.
Jeez, you should have just stayed in Yellowstone.
I know. I had more amenities in Yellowstone than I did at home. I had running water.
Better plumbing there.
I was like 100 feet from a fully functional toilet and running water.
And a giant geyser.
And when I got home, I had none of that. I had no water at all. And it was a wreck. But Justin hooked it up, fixed it up. Then the pipes got clogged afterwards because all the mud that went through.
Right.
But then another dude came out, this dude named Jeff, who was funny because he found out that I played Magic. And so we ended up talking about Magic cards the whole time he was fixing it.
Uh-huh.
Hooked it up, cleaned everything up. And by Sunday...
But didn't he also bring in his deck of cards or something like that?
I saw
that on your Facebook.
He had a binder of cards for trading and stuff. And he's like, hey, do you have any trade stuff? So I'm like, yeah. So after we got done and finished everything, we traded some Magic cards. And then he went on...
What are the odds of that?
Especially if you feel subpar. Like, I've had plumbers out. I'm like, hey, guys, I brewed a fresh pot of coffee. The back door's open. Make yourselves at home. Rev's straight hook. Hooking this guy
right.
up.
You want to play Magic?
Hey, man, look, I can actually, you've been looking for these. I've got them on trade.
And yeah, it was great.
Sorting out his, like, right? I'm not doing it right, I guess.
Well, the Justin dude, he's a fan of the main show.
Oh, nice.
Like, and so he's like, you look familiar. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm Rev. He's like, oh,
I'm from
sweet.
Bruiser Brody.
Aren't you in Bruiser Brody? Man, no.
No, different beard man. Guy. That's JT.
And so, yeah, I actually had, when we did the big cleanup from the old station, like everyone's getting rid of all the memorabilia, I grabbed a bunch of those posters from Pay in the Grass, I think 2014.
Oh,
like
those autograph
smack,
yeah.
All those autographs. Hooked him up with one of those.
Oh,
so
that's
like,
cool.
Dude, you dialed him in.
That's
the amount
awesome.
Of crap that he had to deal with.
Like, literally.
You hooked him up. You hooked
I
him
had
up.
To, man. Yeah. I was just like, here, man. This is, you'll enjoy this. And thank you so much for spending your freaking Labor Day
here
doing this,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and like dealing with my broken water pipes. Which
no, that's super cool, place. Man. That is cool. That
and,
is.
And one thing I've learned, like if I actually ever want to buy a house,
never come back home.
That, yeah. But also just like having to deal with like I don't even know if I want to be a homeowner now. I mean, you yeah. just got your house. Like, do you know how far your water main is from your house? Do you actually, know what your soil is?
I know where my frost level is, and we have pretty severe plumbing issues at the back end of the house. But I knew that when I bought the place.
See, yeah, like. Like, these are things that I didn't even realize you really need to know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like, dude. Well, a good home inspector will actually hip you to all
I
that
hope so.
Anyway.
Like,
but the plumbers were out once we figured all that out. And then the last time, it was the same guy every time. The guy was awesome. And it was, you know, I'm like, dude, house is open. Coffee's on. You guys just make yourselves at home straight
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
But I told that to Kat last time. I was like, look, man, I'm going to be buying this place. So he gave me a full tour. Here's what's going on. This is what you're dealing with. This is how far down it was. And he hit me to the, but I went into it with my eyes wide open. I yeah. know that I have a plumbing project that honestly, I'm probably going to do myself. I'm sure everyone out there listening just cracked up. But
jeez,
good luck, man.
Yeah, I got to trench down.
I appreciate that because that means
feet.
We have some more stories for the Migs cast.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, guarantee it. Guarantee it, man.
It's going to be. Glenn, you just have really bad luck, man.
Did I tell you, well, yeah, this was before the show was rolling, but the other day I got a flat and my spare was flat too.
Glenn's going to show up just with feces all over him. Like, guys, I didn't want to be late for the cast, but I was in the middle of fixing some things.
Just rolling in straight, hug the hell out of Steve. Right. Missed you, bro. I've had a rough morning. Yeah. Get off of me!
Glenn, that better be coffee all over your body right now.
So you've got hepatitis now, man, but it's cool. Everybody does.
Glenn, you better tripped, fallen, and landed in a chocolate funnel. Otherwise, I want you to go back home. You can podcast from your house via Skype. Well, dude, before we end things up, why don't we do some voicemails?
I wanted to real quickly, if yes. we're getting into voicemails and wrapping the show, a really good friend of mine, a great musician, my buddy Dogger, Clinton Dogger Mullins.
What's up, Dogger?
Dogger. Yeah, everyone just knows him as Dogger, but the guy plays everywhere. He travels constantly, plays everywhere. His whole life is music. And he is in the process of trying to open an all-ages venue in Yelm. And things were going good for him, and then he was getting his final inspection done, and the guys came and inspected, and he has to replace a bunch of kitchen equipment.
Speaking of inspections and stuff.
So he got a torpedo out of nowhere and literally called me the other day. I was like, bro, maybe a benefit show. Do you have any thoughts? What can we do? And so my suggestion was right away to start a GoFundMe,
mm-hmm.
and I promised him I would get it to the men's room guys to talk about on GoFund Yourself, and I promised him I'd talk about it on the podcast. So basically, you know, this is just, the guy just works and works and works. I think right now he's actually living at the venue. Well, that's his thing, man. He loves music. He loves the music environment. He wants to provide something awesome. And so here's a cat that's literally giving up everything just to be able to provide this cool totally, place in yeah. Yelm for kids to come to and experience live music. And he's just a good cat, so I really want to get his back. But his GoFundMe is... GoFundMe.com and then / Doggers All Ages Venue. That again, GoFundMe.com, Doggers All Ages Venue. And what I would say, man, is, dude, donate $2, you know, less than a cup of coffee. Because if enough of us give this guy $2, yep. he can realize this dream and get this venue off the ground. And he was well on his way. And it's one of those things when you're opening a business, it was a last minute hiccup. They just kicked him in the gut, and now he's looking at losing the venue, losing the time, losing what he's invested. He's looking at kind of losing everything. So yeah. I just see, you know, kind of a battle cry. I just want to throw it out there. And really, man, for less than a cup of coffee, kick the guy $2 or $3. If enough of us do that and we can get him, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 in his pocket, he can buy this new kitchen equipment. So he was literally talking to me. He's like, I'm going to pawn this and sell that, and that'll buy the stove. And he's literally telling me what he had to upgrade to be approved to open. So, yeah, I just want to get his back one more time, man. That's GoFundMe.com/ Doggers All Ages Venue. And just the guy's given so much to the music community. It'd be awesome to give back to him. Right on, and I'll share that link on the Migscast page and on my personal page after the show today.
I feel like, though, when you're saying something for less than a cup of coffee, we should do it with the proper music, of course.
Yep.
Now, please resell it to everybody.
Sarah. All right, guys. So this is GoFundMe, Doggers All Ages Venue. It's $2 or $3.
It's $2.
Just $2.
$2 will give you bands a home.
Yeah.
A place to play.
A place to play in Yelm, a real venue in Yelm, run by a musician who understands the culture.
Where children can come and enjoy the sweet sounds of the local music scene.
That's correct.
Hopefully not Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, I thought you were going to play I'll suck your D for a cup of coffee for a second. I was like, man, well, that's funny.
Not that song.
I don't do Dogger like that. He's a good cat.
No, I
man.
Felt like this is like an impassioned infomercial.
I need a video of like Dogger standing in the desert holding one of those little blue plastic bowls just being swarmed by flies.
Yes.
Remember all those videos with this? I'm like, get the flies away from that kid.
The close up on the eyes, the big blue eyes.
And you see the camera crew in the background in the air conditioned tent having filet mignon and lobster. It's man, give that kid some steak.
Not everyone can suffer.
Just $2.
Just $2.
Less than a cup of coffee.
Less than a cup of coffee.
Your local bands will have a home to play.
And that's Dogger's All Ages Venue.
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.com. Dogger's All Ages Venue.
Don't let Dogger die.
Jesus! Wow!
Hey, man, if this works out, we got to have him on the show so we can apologize to him now in person.
Well, what if it helps? If this helps.
Hey, look, if you're not moved by now,
if you're not
Steve,
crying.
Turn up the music. Just $2. $2 or $3. Take 10 seconds on your smartphone. Navigate away from Pornhub. On girlsongoats.org.
Girls on goats.
And just $2 or $3, man. If all of us band together, we can really help out someone that's done so much for our community and is just a genuinely good person that is getting kicked in the scrotum right now.
Just $2.
Just $2.
Less than a cup of coffee.
Less than a cup of coffee. Everywhere you turn, there's vultures and thieves. Ah! Here we go! Big, big budget! You're getting a good kind of big, big budget! We like to make a turn! That was so cool. It's cool today! Oh, I can't wait to listen to that. We're going to need it like tomorrow! Big, big! Big, big! All that you
got don't make no soundtrack under the voicemails, everybody.
Yep. I can't wait to listen back to this later, man, because sitting here, it's brilliant.
This song will forever be ruined by that damn commercial for the dogs.
All I see are animals in cages now in my brain.
Not that I like cable. This song. I didn't get the reference.
Oh, this song, if you ever see, it's like for like some humane society for animal rescue.
ASPCA or something like that.
Oh, dude, if you show me footage of a sad animal, I'm just going to throw my wallet at the screen.
Right, and then this song is playing. This is a song that they play when they're showing all these sad dogs in cages. Ages.
Oh.
And it's like Sir McLaughlin literally saying, for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would have just thrown my wallet at the screen. I'd be rooting through Tawny's purse,
that's
getting ready to throw her wallet at the screen.
That's right.
My wife would have to physically restrain me.
Oh, it's the worst. I mean,
look, it's a good cause.
Right, but it's a good cause, but man, it just breaks your heart.
Bums on fire, I point and laugh. Sad dog,
no.
Right? What can I do?
How can I help? So think of that when you think of Dogger.
Sad Dogger.
Hey, seriously, GoFundMe.com, Dogger's All Ages Venue. Come on, man. If all of us rally together, we can really do something.
Dude, how cool would it be if all of a sudden he sees an influx of donations and hell, I mean, I know you can put comments, but you're like, love the Migs cast.
Hey, we're having fun here because we always do, but in all truth, as Migs cast fans and listeners, how cool would it be if you heard this venue opened and know that you had a hand in that?
Hell yeah.
You know, that'd be cool.
And if it happens, maybe we do an all ages Migs fest there.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Maybe we have Sarah McLachlan come down with a bunch of sad puppies.
Yeah. I think we can make that happen.
Is it McLaughlin? McLaughlin? I'm a bad host. I didn't do my research.
Sarah McLaughlin.
Sarah MacGyver?
Sarah MacGyver?
Geyser. That's the sound she would make if she was in the geyser.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's Migscast. No, we'll do a couple voicemails, and then we'll hightail on out.
We didn't get to any last week. I was remiss.
We don't get to anything of anything anymore. This is how we are.
Please email us and call us. We'll do another voicemail spectacular.
We will, for sure. Maybe next week we'll make that an absolute voicemail text message spectacular.
Nice.
But one person just want to say, hey, guys, I just want to say thank you for the podcast. This is via text, 253-271-4787. Thank you for the escape. I'm currently in a situation at work where I have to work with someone who's verbally abusive. Ooh. I have to wake up every morning and prepare myself to face this man. And honestly, it puts me into a place where it's hard to stay positive.
God.
Thank you for what you do. It helps me laugh and forget about the day when I listen. And dude, Rev and I were talking about that before we started the podcast. Many people are able to connect in a scientific or a serious way when it comes to just depression or anger or whatever it may be. And that's not us. You know, I mean, obviously we could talk about that kind of stuff, but I feel like the best way that we can provide for people that are dealing with whatever crap it is in their life is to put a smile on their face and know that, hey, we're going through just as many demons as anyone else is.
We're flattered that you take the time to listen. Believe me, you know?
Cool. And for us, I know for me, like, I look to things to brighten up my day when I'm going through some tough times. And I hope that, our podcast can, even if it doesn't, if it's just a way for you to laugh at our stupidity, that's fine too. But if what we do makes you feel better and makes you go through whatever crap it is that you're going through at work, man, that means the world to us. And I'm glad that we were able to provide that for you. And
I just want to add that there is, I don't know. It sounds like this is a severe situation, but a hostile work environment is a real thing, mm-hmm. and you may have a leg to stand on legally should you choose to part ways and then take action. So if it's that bad, if it's literally you're waking up every day and having to like mentally prepare yourself to go deal with the situation, that's a psychological abuse situation, and that's, I think they call that a hostile work environment.
Wow.
So I'm not encouraging you to go get a lawyer per se, but I just want to let you know that you only live once, and maybe it's time to look at one, taking action, or two, getting out of there, or both.
And keep a record of those moments.
Yeah, document those moments, and you know, I don't want people to be too happy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, man, if you're being abused in the level you just described to us, you only live once. I don't care how good the paycheck is. Figure something else out. But you might be in a position where you can take action against this individual, because F this person if they're putting you through that. And we're with you. We love you.
Mm-hmm. Here's a voicemail that we got.
What's up, Miggy? This is Stevie the Packers fan. Two things.
I love how my nickname goes from Steve Miggs, you know, short for Migliori, to then Miggy, and then I have other buddies that go Migsy. I think it's funny that that's the world we live in, that like even if you have a nickname, somehow we find a new way to give you a nickname from the nickname.
I want to draw little smiley faces on the underside of each of my toes and then have Tawny video the underside of my foot while she says, this little Miggy went to market. This little Miggy went to whatever.
At Maris Farms in, is that Buckley or Bonnie Lake-ish
area? Right around there, yeah.
They have pig races, and they name the pigs after, like, they do, like, puns, and they had a pig named after me, and it was Three Little Migs.
Little Migs.
That way, this little Miggy.
The Mig Pig.
Yeah, the Mig Pig. He was a big pig.
Mig Pig was a big
slow,
pig.
But he was big.
I'm in studio with Dr. Seuss.
And typically, if you saw his race records, he took him a while to finish.
Oh, that's okay. It takes me a while to finish, too.
But it's because he's old. He was an old pig.
So am I. I'm an old pig.
Two things. Hey, Glenn, I don't know if you remember a little mini chat we had after Metallica, but I do thank you for that. That was kind of a peaceful thing, because that's the first time I cried after talking about that. I've never kind of broken down about what we talked. So I got to thank you for that. And some other words I thought I never out of my mouth. I actually really dig those new Taylor Swift songs. They're actually pretty good.
Put a frame of reference, Steve, for those that don't know Stevie. Stevie is a huge Slayer.
Yeah.
Pantera, Metallica, anything that has a at the end, or even Slayer. It's Slayer.
Slayer.
So I guess
Slayer.
Taylor. He's also into that.
Taylor.
Yeah. So just to put that in perspective, he's as metal of a fan as metal comes. So it's funny hearing that he has joined the dark side and has become a Swiftie.
And because I didn't care for much for the last song, but I never bought it, but I heard the songs, so I thought they were overplayed a little bit, but I'm actually digging the new stuff. It's pretty cool. So when you buy tickets for when she comes to town, buy four. Because you're taking me, Wyatt, your wife, and I.
Because I have $1 million there,
buddy.
That's
how it's going to be, dude. You just got to do it.
If I can scam four free tickets, I'll do that. But I'm not buying you tickets, Stevie. You're a grown man. You can buy your own tickets and let me know where you're going to be, and we'll have a drink together.
Taylor Swift, my goodness.
Have you heard the new Taylor Swift?
Yeah, the Look What You Made Me Do.
No, I haven't.
I saw it on the
DM. The newer one.
No.
Ready for it. I think my wife and I were the only two people listening to this on the way to the gorge for Guns N' Roses. This, remember, Taylor Swift started as a country artist.
Steve's dancing.
Yeah, he is, in fact, dancing. And he's into it, too. He just gave you the eyebrows.
Yeah, he did.
sounds like Rev farting.
It does.
And I like it.
She like, I look at her, and so I'm sorry, but she's basically a sex object, because I just can't get behind her music, man.
See, I'm into it.
I'm like, behind her. She's really attractive.
I can get behind her music and other things if allowed by my wife and Taylor.
I think, you know, even Tawny probably sees her as a sex object. He's just like, yeah, I don't care for her music, but I'd tie her to a bed.
And I'm okay with the music, because this is a lot of my... I like the electronica anyway. So it's not the worst.
But I feel like this is pandering. This is just pandering. I think people will buy this, so I will create X. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm dead wrong. I don't know.
I feel like
her.
This is an evolution of Swifty.
An evolution.
Here comes the best part.
Uh-oh, is she dropping bass?
Yep.
Are you ready for it?
There it is.
It does sound like you're pooping.
Yeah.
And then here it hits the water.
You're right.
Right?
No, this isn't bad. It's just not. It's just not
like it doesn't sound like Taylor Swift.
It doesn't sound
so,
like her.
She's
at
so
all.
Adorable. I'm willing to be like, this isn't bad.
She's.
Here's the other one. I think the one that you were talking about.
Look what you
isn't
made
she
me
the
do.
Little blonde girl with the cute face? She's adorable, isn't she?
She used to be adorable. Now she's hot.
Now she's naughty.
Now she's hot. She grew up, huh?
Yeah.
It's like she's become Britney Spears.
Better than what Katy Perry did. Ooh.
Katy Perry's like looks like Miley Cyrus now.
Yeah.
Like your little games.
See, I like the beat on this one. I just don't like the
like
lyrics.
Your tilted stage, the role you
yeah, I don't. I just can't connect to this.
No, I don't like you.
Hold on, my watch just told me to breathe.
Like you forget?
Hey, I found one of those.
I don't know why it keeps telling me to breathe every once in a while. It also tells me to stand up when I'm driving. It's like, hello, Apple Watch.
Have you done it yet?
No.
If you do it, your car flies.
Oh, is that what happens?
Why have you not stood up?
I'm like, you're a smartwatch. That's very stupid to tell someone to stand while they're driving.
Dude, stand up. Your car takes flight. You haven't tried that yet.
Since when? I didn't know I had this feature on a Jeep Wrangler.
You didn't have it till you got the watch, man.
Oh.
Step into my world.
Yeah, it's on the watch.
He's still
look
dancing,
what you made me do.
He's still dancing.
It's because you're...
Now Glenn's dancing.
See, it's telling you to breathe because you're getting stressed out. Your heartbeat is
that's
increasing.
That's what it is. Stand up or you're going to pass out. It's,
yeah.
His watch is trying to save other drivers.
It's trying to tell you to meditate and stop listening to Taylor Swift.
But I
even
like
your,
it.
Even your Apple phone is telling you to stop listening to it.
It was Tawny and I rearranged a bunch of furniture in
that's
the house
funny.
The other day, and I was going through a drawer and straight up found one of those Beats smartwatches just thrown in a drawer. I guess it was a gift from her previous employer.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the story with this?
That might be worth a couple of bucks.
Well, that's the thing is money is kind of tight, but then I put it on and I was like, I burned 2,500 calories at rehearsal. Like,
yeah,
I really
you do.
Did.
Yeah.
I really did. So I was like, maybe I should keep this.
Yeah.
So for now, I've got it, but you know, money is tight. What are they worth? What are they worth? It's an older one. It's one of the
rectangular older ones, it's probably not worth anything.
Probably like $10.
Oh, well, then I'll just keep it and monitor my own death.
It is crazy that this was Taylor Swift and now that's Taylor Swift. Like, this was her before.
Lost your balance on a tightrope.
Yeah, she sold out.
It still has a hip-hop beat. The drum sounds very hip-hop.
Huh.
So she was doing the crossover country thing, the arena country.
It's all part of her master plan.
I like her voice.
Me too.
I do. I like her voice. I don't really like her music, but I like her voice. It's like that, and I listen to those songs when they come on the radio. That Lord girl has such
she's so hot.
Dude, she has such an amazing character to her voice that I will straight up listen to that tennis court something. Yeah, so I will listen to it.
Talk about yeah.
She has such a unique character to her voice that I'm like, well, this is cool, and I will straight up just listen to her voice. And I'm sure people are like throwing stones at my car.
I love Lord.
Dude.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed they missed her at Bumbershoot. This just shows how like I'm out of
is
touch
this
now.
That tennis court song
yep.
or whatever?
Yep.
Talking I swear about, to God, this comes on the radio and I will listen to it.
Almost any time I hear
her cover this,
it's
Brody.
The character of her voice. Dude. She has such a unique character to her voice that I think it's killer. I do. I like it.
Do you think we could cover a Lord song?
I'm not
going to
buy the record, but.
Do it. Bruiser Lordy.
I don't know if this is the
run
one.
Run it by Travis Bratched.
Yeah, I think he'd do it. He's into all crazy stuff.
They'd probably be like, yeah, I'll destroy that. And he would.
We have to figure out a couple of songs
couple
to
covers.
Cover.
We're talking about doing some Bowie.
Yeah, we're thinking Bowie Heroes. And I was just thinking, we're all Faith No More fans. I didn't realize that Travis is a huge Faith
Mega
No More
fan.
We
should do Midlife Crisis or something.
I was thinking this one. Well, we'll listen to this for a second.
Yeah.
This is a good song.
It's good.
I was thinking This might be a good one if I could get it to pull up on my stupid. There we go. Hold on.
I love it. He gets Yogi Bear in 10 seconds and can't pull up Faith No More.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Last Cup of Sorrow.
Last Cup of Sorrow would be off the chain.
I feel like he can nail. I mean, he can nail any of the vocals that Patton's doing because Travis has got such an eclectic range. But I feel like this would be a really cool one
to do. I'd be way into this. Being old, and so are you.
And it's not your typical Faith No More song to cover. But it. It kind of fits the rock vibe.
Dude, we should hit him to that. I bet he'll go through the roof. He'll be like, yep, sold, done.
Well, he was trying to get us to start a Faith No More cover band while we were in the studio.
I told him I would be his Jim Martin. I'd get a V and I'd wear the glasses. I would.
I'll grow dreadlocks from the waist down.
There you go.
I feel like we needed this to cleanse the palate.
This would be great
live.
Yeah, see,
this I can connect to. Who is it he's got in the video? It's not Drew Barrymore. It's Jennifer Jason Leigh. And she puts him under a chair and sits on the chair.
That's right.
In that weird house. And he's like wearing a suit and having some kind of a panic attack. And
that's hot.
Jennifer Jason Leigh is like half dominatrix, half secretary. I don't even know what's really going on, but it's relevant to my interests. Seriously, when she puts him under a chair and then sits on the chair and she's like leaning over it, looking down at him, I'm like, okay, Christ, that connects with me. What does this mean? I like this.
Oh, my gosh. I've never heard of this. I don't know if it's like a children's record, but I pulled up Last Cup of Sorrow just to find the song, and there's a version of it done by Twinkle Twinkle Little Rockstar.
Oh, God.
Do we dare?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we already Taylor Swifted, so why not?
Is that a verb now?
It is.
Oh, boy.
Have you heard the album that Patton produced that it was all literally, it's like mentally disabled children singing?
No, but I'm not surprised he's done
that.
Oh,
yeah. They had a single. The one kid like raps about his car and stuff.
There's a whole album, lullaby versions of Faith No More, called Twinkle Twinkle Little Rockstar.
This is kind of awesome, actually.
It's very unnerving, though. They kind do a whole soothing. Bunch of different Faith No More songs.
Yeah, it is really soothing.
This is actually sort of cool.
Should we pull the big hit, which is epic?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Because, you know, what better than to have a children's version of a song about masturbation?
Even though Epic is the one that still gets spun on the radio, I can think of so many songs that I consider the big hit that aren't Epic.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like Midlife Crisis. But it is funny.
Even getting into, like, you know, Album of the Year in King for a Day, man. Yep. Like, Cuckoo for Caca. I love that
That's
song.
A perfect song for children.
Dude, it was great. My wife was borrowing my hot rod at one point, and she pulled into a gas station, you know, Tawny. So here's this hot chick pulls in this hot rod blasting Cuckoo for Caca. And she said the people looked at her like, what? What the? Are you the coolest chick ever? You know, man?
Do you have a devil tail? Because you look pretty badass.
Yeah. I love you, little woman.
I want to introduce you to a song about masturbation, but I'll give you the children's version.
Well, we found you your children's tunes when you finally have a child.
Oh, I never thought Epic was about masturbation. I thought it was about losing your virginity.
No, I heard that it's about masturbation.
Oh, dude, crying, beaten, laying on the floor as you lay down on it. And live, he says, F it some more. And the pain, it's...
Maybe you're right.
It's about the breaking of the hymen.
I have a bootleg where he's like, this next song starts with the letter E, and it's about masturbation.
Huh. Maybe you just hadn't got any trim in a minute. But yeah, I always thought lyrically, because of the lyrical content,
it was
about a woman.
He might have just been lying.
The broken hymen. All the lyrics lend itself to that.
Well,
and, you know, let's do it. Hey, let's do it. They even made movies. Doing it. You know, what is it? It's it. What is it? It's yeah, I thought it was all about losing your virginity.
That's also good for children to get accustomed to, is a song about breaking hymens.
Yeah.
This is very cool.
I imagine, like, if I leapt off a building with no parachute, the footage of me just falling in slow-mo and this playing.
And then suddenly you just, like, start flying away.
No. I would just careen towards the ground. Like,
Patton gave some insight to the meaning when he told Circus Magazine in 1990 it was about sexual frustration, sex, and the lack of sex.
Oh.
And then later in the interview, the topic of masturbation comes up, and Patton says, most people don't like to talk about it. I'm here to tell you, I love it. That's kind of what Epic's really about.
Well, huh. So no hymen's involved. Well, you want it all, but you can't have it. So, yeah, you can't break the hymen, so you have to go fap.
Fap. Yeah, you can't get there, so you gotta get there.
Fap.
Bat fap.
Oh, crap. I'm looking at the time. I got a meeting to get into. We will do a voicemail.
We'll do a voicemail spectacular.
We got to like two, right?
We get to a text.
Oh.
And a voicemail.
And a voicemail. That's pretty good.
That's impressive. So don't forget, October 14th.
Are we just going to take him out with this music, though?
Ooh. Should we?
I mean, it's great.
Stay positive.
Stay positive, kids. And fap away.
Just want to say the reason I was late is because we were worried about the heat and the two fans around the bedroom. But my wife, as it when courtesy becomes curse, Tawny, as a courtesy, if she's up before me, she always closes the bedroom door. She forgot to open it. So I don't know how long my alarm went off because my alarm's in the next room. So I have to physically get up and
wow,
go to it.
That's hardcore.
Well, dude, if not, I ain't getting up. So I have to get up and walk to it to turn it off.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so she basically, I was like a punished teenager. She locked me in the bedroom this morning. And every time I woke up, the door was still closed. I'm like, well, Tawny's still here, so it must be like 7, 8 a.m. And the next thing I knew, I was like, man, I don't know.
I feel pretty good now. I've slept for a while, right?
I rolled over. It was 10:43. I was like,
panic text. I'll be there eventually.
Yeah, my logic was, man, the door's shut. Tawny must still be here.
Don't forget, for just $2.
I wanted to see who would do it first.
Just playing a game of chicken there.
Don't forget, for just $15, the price of one cup of coffee at Starbucks, you could get a ticket to Migs Fest 2.
Migs Fest 2, Electric Boogaloo.
That's right.
The dream is real.
Featuring Windowpane, The Last International, Wyatt Only in the Wreckage,
worst promo ever,
Van Epps, and the big debut of Bruiser Brody. Studio 7, October 14th.
Act now and receive everything you would receive for acting later.
Mm-hmm. For just 3 easy installments of $5,
you can change a life.
There you go.
And help me pay off the excessive bill that I'm paying to get The Last International to play this.
Steve's pucker factor could be reduced to 0.
My wife will not divorce me if you pay just $15.
Act now.
Go to studio7.us, or if you know one of the bands, bug them to avoid service charges.
Help us get these flies away from Steve Miggs.
Just $15. Flies be gone. October 14th.
The entire evening will be, well, or at least the first band of the entire evening, be announced by our own Reverend Enfuego.
And from there, we have no idea what will happen, because we're all going to get drunk after Bruiser Brody is done.
Reverend Enfuego will announce each band, though by the third band, he will become completely belligerent and illegible.
He might puke on you.
Good.
For just $15.
He'll wear a fedora and a bow tie in honor of Yogi Bear.
Shut up.
And the beauty of acidic water shooting high into the sky and melting doves. A symbol of peace. Boiling doves. It's God's version of Fatal Attraction.
Would you like to see his butt? Picnic basket?
For just $15, you can see the Revs picnic basket. Studio7.us.
Surrounded by twigs and berries.
October 14th.
Help find this poor voiceover artist a job.
God. Hard pass on that one.
I kind of want to see what other stuff he does.
He was fired for talking in his own voice.
Does he have any other videos? That's his only vocal demo.
Yeah, because he did posted that and ended it all at right afterwards.
Help us generate more vocal demos for the unemployed voiceover artist.
His name is Jason.
Saddy McSatterson.
He might be related to D. Ted Smith. We're not sure.
But remember, act now.
Or later.
Or later.
Whenever.
Or whenever.
This isn't time sensitive.
So long as it's before October 14th.
Before October 14th.
Otherwise, you have to pay $20 at the door.
Damn.
Tickets purchased after October 14th help no one in our void.
But feel free to send them, because I might go broke from bringing The Last International.
Touch your right nipple, slowly. Concentrate on your spirit animal.
And with your left hand, go to studio7.us and purchase a pair of tickets, even if you don't have a friend, to Migs Fest 2.
One for each nipple.
And don't forget to save the poor dog by the name of Doggers, all ages music venue on GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.com. Doggers, all ages music venue. Just $2 can help a dream come true.
And just $15 will keep Steve happily married.
And I want you all to know that we've gotten all those sad puppies away from Sarah, and they're all much happier now. I don't know why she had them in those cages, but that S wasn't cool.
Now, if only we could figure out a way to play with Sarah's puppies.
Oh, God, yeah, right.
She's kind of cute.
She's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stay positive.
Stay positive.